This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly, and we go from discussing a potential future home for the 76ers to focusing on a story that in part involves their current home. Aramark union workers at all the sports complex venues, Wells Fargo Center, Lincoln Financial Field, and Citizens Bank Park are all on strike. KYW's Nina Baratti helped cover this story this week, and she joins us now. And Nina, to start, give us some of the basics here. Who are these employees that are on strike?
So these are all of the Aramark employed people who work at all three of the arenas in South Philly. And this makes up the cooks, the servers, the bartenders, dishwashers, concession workers, cleaners, retail workers, everybody who's employed under Aramark that is under Unite Here Local 274. So for people who go to the Phillies games, Eagles games, Flyers, current Sixers games, you know, they're the ones that they really see to buy their food from, to buy their drinks from. These are the most of them are the employees that are under Aramark that help run the stadium and offer a great fan experience for people who come in.
What's the union looking for in these negotiations as far as what they're hoping to get?
So this has been going on for a couple of months now, but the biggest sticking points in that they want to see for their upcoming contract is better wages and year-round health care is a big one, too. So and some other benefits, that can last year-round. For some of these employees who work at all three of the different stadiums, they work different hours at all of them, they're asking for better benefits for them, and they want that, I think, more solid in their contract that they are still negotiating with Aramark.
Fighting for our health care, which is a human right. Everybody needs health care. Hopefully, Aramark will open their eyes and understand that without us, there is no them.
This is not fair. This is our livelihood. We come in holidays, snow days. I love working for the stadiums. I love my job, and I wouldn't change it. But how Aramark is treating us is completely unfair.
Has any progress been made?
So last we heard, it sounds like the union tells us that it's been kind of at a little bit of a standstill, and Aramark has told us over a statement that they have been trying to bargain over the past 6 months, and it's been about a five-week period according to Aramark, that the union rejected their latest offer, and then they have chosen to go on the strike. So it sounds like it's been kind of standstill for quite a few weeks now.
And I know there's been concerts. We just had Phillies games. If this goes on, we'll have Phillies playoff games and obviously Eagles games. What does this mean for people that go to these games, concerts? Are they still going to be able to buy concessions? Obviously, they're going to see picket lines.
Yeah, so people who are going to the different games, concerts, shows, whatever going on throughout the weekend and all, they will be probably seeing the union workers. They are kind of gathering at different corners around the stadiums because of all the different parking options that fans have when they come down to South Philly. In the meantime, Aramark has said that they have contingency plans in place. The union workers are asking for people, hey, you can still go and enjoy your fan experience, but their message to fans is basically, tailgate, eat somewhere else, and kind of support what they're doing to try and get a better contract.
We're going to talk to the fans. A lot of the fans already support us. They know we deserve it. Like, we are out here with them all the time. Our managers aren't greeting the people that come to our bars. Like, the ones that get all the big pay, they're not doing all that. We are.
And I've also seen on social media people talking about what you can bring into the stadium on your own if you want to support the strikers as far as what you can get into a clear bag and stuff like that. So it is interesting how this is going to play out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's still, again, options for inside the stadium, but it's just not going to be the same everyday workers that you may have seen in the past. Again, just they're asking people who are coming into the stadium. So you might be greeted by a union worker who is part of the picket line on strike, who will be asking for people to do just that.
Thank you very much, Nina. KYW's Nina Baratti joining us. Now, obviously, this is a fluid situation, so stay tuned to KYW News Radio for any breaking developments when it comes to the Aramark strike. The Week in Philly continues straight ahead.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.